From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Theo, August 4th, Tech Roundup. Five stories, here's number one. Let's get into it. First, from Latent Space, AI News, Qwen 3.8 Max 2.4 trillion and 27 billion, new open weights models for coding and co-work. After the Qwen exodus last year and new management took over launching more closed model APIs, there was some real doubt as to whether or not this leading open models lab would continue to release relevant models. That doubt is now gone. Next, second, from Wired. Wayfair coupons, up to 80%, off August 2026. Wayfair has become a staple of online furniture sales thanks to its wide selection of furniture and home goods, as well as fast and free shipping on orders, and 24-hour flash sales. Save even more this month with Wayfair promo codes and Wayfair coupons for up to 80% off those pricey purchases like furniture. Up next, third, from Slashdot. OpenAI's Astra solved decades-old math problems for $2,000. An anonymous reader quotes a report from Forbes. The cost of producing new results on 10 long-standing mathematical problems just fell to $2,000, according to OpenAI, which says its Astra model generated machine-checkable proofs for questions that had resisted human progress for decades. OpenAI published the work on August 1st and used it to give its next major model family a name, Astra. The results run across group theory, high-dimensional geometry, coding theory, quantum complexity, lattice cryptography, and extremal combinatorics. And then, fourth, from SiliconANGLE. After raising $1 billion in funding, Valar Atomics plans to mass-produce small nuclear reactors for the AI industry. So I was digging into this Valar Atomics thing, and it turns out they just got $1 billion in funding from Sequoia Capital and a bunch of other venture firms. They're planning to shift from building prototype small nuclear reactors to actually manufacturing them on a production line. That's the interesting part. They're not just scaling up, they're moving from prototype to production, which is a whole different beast. It's not just about making more of the same thing, it's about figuring out how to make it reliably, efficiently, and at a lower cost. Next, fifth, from the Register. China claims global chip leadership thanks to new legal definition of integrated circuits. Hey, I just read that China tweaked its IP rules for chips. They swapped the phrase semiconductor integrated circuit for plain integrated circuit, so photonic and quantum devices now sit under the same legal umbrella. The change isn't about the material. Most of those chips still sit on silicon, but it widens the protection net, letting layout designs that involve light or quantum bits get the same safeguards as traditional silicon. That matters because it gives Chinese firms like Alibaba, Huawei, Cambricon, and Lungsen a stronger shield against copycats, both at home and abroad, and signals a more proactive stance on intellectual property enforcement. Up next. Sixth, from Emerging AI, Carpathy's new AI trick, ramble your idea, then build the world. Andre Carpathy gave Claude Opus 5 the opening paragraph of The Lord of the Rings, a 1 million token budget, and one job: turn it into a procedural 3JS experience. The model worked for about 2 hours. It wrote roughly 5,500 lines of code, placed low poly objects across a 3D valley, animated characters and cameras, and produced something you could open in a browser. And then, seventh, from Create Me Free. July 26. Creating with the body you have, Felix Gonzalez Torres, stitching your daily life and more. Hey, I just can't stop thinking about this new approach to creative health mapping I've been working on. It's basically a 5-session service that helps people identify and work with their unique creative strengths, rather than trying to fit into some predetermined mold. I've been experimenting with different exercises and prompts, and it's amazing to see how people's confidence and creativity can shift when they start working with their own natural abilities. I also re-released an old podcast episode on the benefits of crochet, which is something that's really stuck with me lately. There's something about the tactile nature of creating with your hands that just feels so grounding and fulfilling. And speaking of tactile, I've been reading a lot about the work of Felix Gonzalez Torres, who was a Cuban-American artist known for his installations that explored the relationship between the body and space. His use of everyday materials like fabric and thread to create these intricate, immersive environments is just incredible. I've also been thinking a lot about the idea of stitching your daily life together, which is something that's been on my mind since I saw the Chihara Shiota exhibit at the Asian Art Museum. The way she uses thread and fabric to create these intricate, layered compositions is just stunning. And it got me thinking about how we can apply that same idea to our own lives. How can we take the disparate threads of our daily experiences and weave them together into something cohesive and meaningful? It's funny because I've been doing a lot of reading and writing lately, and I've been feeling like I'm just scratching the surface of all these different ideas and concepts. But at the same time, I feel like I'm starting to see some real connections and patterns emerge, and that's been really exciting. Next, 8th, from SiliconANGLE. Rafe Systems targets the operating layer of the AI infrastructure boom. The AI infrastructure market is moving through a critical transition. The first phase was about acquiring graphics processing units and standing up capacity. The next phase is about turning that expensive hardware into a secure, reliable, and profitable cloud service. That is where Rafe Systems Inc. sees its opportunity. Up next, 9th, from InfoWorld. 3 AI security mistakes that will haunt enterprises. There is a lot of talk about the coming enterprise AI reality, in which AI finally arrives in production systems. You might not know it, but this reality, or nightmare, depending on how you handle it, is already happening. It all starts with a pilot, a prototype, or a side project. Maybe someone builds an internal dashboard with an agent. The dashboard quickly becomes indispensable, and all of a sudden the experiment becomes production. And then. 10th, from SiliconANGLE. Israeli startup Zenity bags $125 million in funding to build the security layer for AI agents. Artificial intelligence security startup Zenity Lindeed said today it has closed on a $125 million Series C round of funding to expand its platform, which secures autonomous agents in production across large global organizations. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings. Stay curious. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.